Toughest defender by far that I've played this year would have to be Mike Daniels. This guy plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, 100% of the time. I love his effort. I love everything about him, and playing against him makes the game fun. My favorite cereal, and by far I'm sure everybody's favorite cereal, would have to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Amazing. The milk at the end makes the whole thing. All right, LL, there's some words I can't say here apparently because we are the Vikings. But I will say this. The four coolest, most stand-up, amazing, toughest, nastiest, meanest guys I've ever read about, here are the four. It's not just two. Chris Kyle, number one, by far, my favorite. Marcus Luttrell, you went through some serious stuff, and I respect you for life, and will do anything you ever ask me to do. Number three, Chesty Poehler, dude was bad. Number four, General Mattis. All right, there's two jerseys I would have wanted, and one was kind of current, and one was way back in the day. No offense, my dude, I love you. Number one, Peyton Manning. I always respected Peyton. He was funny as hell off the field. He made everybody laugh, but on the field, he was a field general, and I will always respect you for that. And you are funny. Even though I might be funnier than you, and I should be on SNL more than you, and way better looking, but that's okay. Number two, my trainer, Charles Bentley. I would have loved to have had a game-worn jersey of his. You want to talk about one of the meanest, nastiest guys to ever play the game? I respect you for that. Always, my brother. All right, Oop Buns. That's a hilarious tag name, by the way. Quick story. So I was at the zoo. At the San Francisco Zoo. And they brought out these people to talk to us. And we were walking around with them, talking to them. And I noticed that all they had was Giants names after all these animals. But they talked about how they never came to see their animals. So we started talking. And I said, maybe you should name one after a 49er. Next thing I know, Harbaugh's like, hey, listen, I got you a rhino. How do you feel now? Great. Boom. Story. All right, Lance. I know you're probably not going to believe this, but there's really nobody that gets on my nerves. At first, during OTAs, it's really the rookies, because they're just annoying and they talk too much and they don't really ask the right questions and it kind of drives you nuts. But then I remember that I was a rookie one time. But I was a rookie back in the day when you could get beat down by the older guys and tied to a post and beat up a little bit. Outside of work, I hang out with everybody. I'm a firm believer that I should love my brothers as much as they love me, and I will do anything that they ever ask me to do, and that is no questions asked. All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. When you're in the middle of U.S. Bank Stadium and they know that there's no timeout, like you're going, you get on the field and the ref's giving you the we're going sign and everyone's going crazy, it's kind of like you want to pee your pants a little bit. You're so excited. You can't hold it in. You don't know what to do. You want to throw up. You want to cry. You want to laugh. Every emotion that you've ever had in your entire life is about to hit you. You turn around and a guy's looking you dead in the eyes and he's ready to go down. This is the life that you love. All right, so as all you know, I am a big food critic. Although I don't look very fat, I do love food a lot. My favorite pizza place has to be here. I've had pizza from all over the country. I've been very fortunate. My favorite place is Mama's over in St. Paul. The most amazing place I've ever eaten. The guy there is unbelievable. His name's Tony. True Italian, through and through. Love him to death. Awesome guy, awesome place. Check it out. All right, so I have a couple scenarios here. There's a few moods I like to get into. If I'm about to chill out and calm down, anything from Luke Bryan is good for me. Like, I just like to chill. My daughter's a huge fan of him, so we sing together. We have a lot of fun. If I'm trying to, like, chill out and really just relax and kind of let my mind go, I'll listen to The Weeknd. And if I'm about to throw down in U.S. Bank Stadium, anything EDM will do for me, as long as it's high enough that my heart rate might explode in the next second, and I'm not sure which way I'm going. I love it. Apparently, Kyle doesn't know what he's talking about. I never had a mullet. I am not cool enough to rock the mullet. I was trying to grow it out, do the Viking thing. Like all things, I get annoyed after a short period of time, and I had to let it go, so I went back to what I know best. This is the best. If you ever see me with long hair, remind me that I do not deserve long hair, and I don't need it. Please. Thank you. All right, so as we were sitting here thinking about this answer, I had two people that kind of came to mind right away. Now, this would be in their prime, and I would really have loved this. Sapp in his prime, no question, I think would have went down, and I think it would have been great, because we both like to talk a lot, and we would have been probably making each other laugh a little bit, but trying to hurt each other at the same time. John Randall, no question. Huge respect for that guy. Love the way he plays the game. Still waiting to meet him, and I'm hoping that tomorrow night he can give me a little pep talk for the game, because I'd like a pep talk every now and then. There's several reasons why I don't like sleeves. Number one, they cover up my amazing physique, okay? Number two, they cover up my awesome tattoos that I respect and love so much. And number three, who really needs sleeves in this world? As long as you're covering up the more inappropriate parts, who really even needs them? Stop being so serious, people. Let go a little bit. It's okay to have fun. Cut your sleeves off. All right, Connor, I wish I had more than 30 seconds to talk about my team because I love them so much. Playing with Sam is great, and it's been an experience, and it's been a great, great journey. playing with the rest of the guys here, I mean, I consider these guys my brothers. I know that everybody here does 100%, 100% of the time. They'll give you everything they got. We've been dealing with a lot this year, but we're going to overcome it. We're going to be the tougher team. We're going to go out there, and we're going to give it everything we got, and that's the best we can do. Thanks for tuning in, watching the Rhino. Hope you guys had a great day.